Welcome back, and thank you for joining into this week's 39th podcast on automotive repair tips. My name is Frank R. Schaefer, and I appreciate you being here this week. There's something new I wanted to share with you. Now you can support this podcast. It will be much appreciated. In fact, for every new supporter I gain, I will give a big shout out on the next podcast. You can go to my Facebook page, then go to my bio on the left, and there will be a hyperlink. Thank you once again. I will still continue to share with you my knowledge and thoughts of over 45 years of problem-solving experience. I am an ASC master, General Motors master, and Chrysler master technician. Every other Wednesday, I will have a new podcast. If you should have an idea, question, comment, tip, or something you would like to hear, I would strongly encourage you to email me at franks71camaro@gmail.com. Once again, that's franks71camaro@gmail.com. I will get an answer back to you ASAP. This bi-weekly podcast is a continuation from the last podcast by popularity and demand, which is called Number 2, Diagnosing Steering Wheel Pulls and Causes. Since my last podcast, there's been a lot of opinions and questions about cars pulling on the internet. I disagree with some of the logic I read, and I'll tell you why. I read, the first thing you should do is an alignment. Really? This is great if you are selling alignments, but I often hear some very, very poor comments on why you do an alignment first. Once again, if you are making money, this is a selling ploy, because even when performing an alignment, what's the first thing, I mean the very first task you should be doing? It's checking the air pressure. You can ask any professional in the business, they'll tell you that. When I perform an alignment, I see many times the tires are low on air. Having tires low on air will cause the car to pull towards the side that has the least amount of air. This is a fact. People make money on alignments and not air pressure. Alignments do not come out of specifications on their own. You must hit a pothole, some curbs, crappy roads, or rough terrain to actually have an alignment come out of specification by twisting or bending front end components. I tell you what is good, and I'll tell you what is bad advertisements. Maybe I view things differently because I'm one of these people that believe customers still do come first. For a business or even a podcast like mine, the listeners come first. I also believe being upfront with the listeners about topics, even these topics about car pulls. I know some garages don't like the honesty too much because it hurts their business. Well, you know what? The listeners come before profits do. On another note, I did see one article on the internet that resonates with me. They seem to be honest in their articles, their tactics, and providing answers for customers. So here are some questions and answers. My car pulls to the right when driving. Is my alignment bad? This is a common customer complaint. You may be experiencing the same issue since you are listening to this podcast. If so, keep listening. I will address the parts of your vehicle other than wheel alignment, which may be the cause of your pull to the right. Now here's one. Tire conicity and separation. I'll explain this. Conicity is defined as the ability for something to resemble or roll like a cone. The design of a cone is essential to allow many principles to work correctly. For example, a very common application is relating to this to the performance of a car tire. If your car pulls to the right or left, it could be due to tire conicity. Once again, which is a characteristic describing a tire's tendency to roll, similar to a cone. This type of rolling has an effect on the vehicle steering performance. Conicity is found in new tires, typically after the first rotation. It is generally a defect resulting from faulty manufacturing and is often the cause of a vehicle pulling hard to one side. Belts are not perfectly aligned beneath the treads in tires with conicity. The results from tires inflating in the shape of a cone. Belts that are aligned correctly inflate square across the tread, you know, the part that rolls on the ground. The cone shaping of the tire creates a pull, and steering wheel worsens as the car accelerates. Now to test for tire conicity. Do-it-yourselfers or technicians should rotate the two front tires side to side. In other words, put the right front tire on the left front of the car and vice versa. Should the vehicle pull in the opposite direction, then the conicity is the issue. The tires should be replaced. Tire separation is another problem that may also cause a pull. With the tire separation, the air has forced the belts to separate from the tire carcass. Symptoms of tire separation are shimmying or shaking at lower speeds. You will feel this in your steering wheel, even if you're going 10, 15, 20 miles an hour, you'll feel your steering wheel shake like crazy. Okay? This is usually that issue, the belts separating. This is total separate than the highway vibration. You won't get that far. Okay, now for air pressure. One of the most common reasons why your car pulls to the right is the uneven air pressure in your tires. A tire with lower pressure on one side of the vehicle has a different height, which causes the wheel alignment to shift. Underinflated tires have an increased resistance to roll, which amplifies steering pull. Regularly check your tire pressure when your car begins to pull. Also, be sure to inspect the tires in the rear. The rear air pressure will also affect wheel alignment and create a steering pull, especially on short wheelbase vehicles. Every year, all it takes is one cold morning and suddenly your dashboard's TPMS or tire pressure monitor switch lights up with a warning. Low tire pressure. Not only is it distracting to have a warning light on your dashboard, but it is also hurting your gas mileage. To answer the obvious question, no, chances are good your tires don't have a leak. The real reason why your tire pressure goes down in cold weather has to do with how the air in your tire behaves when the temperatures change. In warmer weather, the air molecules vibrate quickly because they have more energy. This causes them to bounce around and become more spread out, pushing up against the inside of the tires, creating a higher pressure. When the temperatures drop, however, the air molecules don't move as fast and push closer together. Since the air isn't as spread out anymore, there's now less of them pushing up against the inside of the tire, meaning there's not much pressure. Here's a quick fact check. Let's say you fill your tires up to 32 PSI when it was a beautiful 60-degree day outside. A few days later, the temperature drops to 30 degrees. Remember, for every 10 degrees the temperature drops, you generally lose about 1 to 1.5 PSI. Remember, the PSI acronym stands for pounds per square inch. Now, instead of 32 PSI, you'll be sitting on a roughly 28 PSI, especially in a newer vehicle where it has a message waiting for you on the dashboard. Remember, tread design can also be an issue. The design of the tread, as well as the wear, may also be the culprit behind why your car pulls to the right. Each brand has a unique tread design with distinct roll attributes. These characteristics in a roll may also differ with the same tire brand. An example of this would be if you were to replace one tire in a set and experience a pull. Your car might not drive straight if you were to replace a bad tire with a new tire in the front. Tires should be replaced in pairs, with the newer tires being placed at the rear of the vehicle. Why on the rear of the vehicle is another question. Because the rear vehicle's got less weight, usually the engine's in the front. So you want to have the more traction with more sipes in the rear to channel the water away from the tires. Did you know there are symmetrical and asymmetrical tire patterns? Just this difference can also cause a pull towards one way or the other. If you were to look at a symmetrical tire pattern, you would see the inside half of the tread pattern would be a mirror image of the outside half of the tire pattern. Now, looking at an asymmetrical tire pattern, the inside half of the tire would look different than the outside of the tire pattern. Car pulls to the right quick. Inspect your vehicle if your pulling begins after a tire rotation. Once again, if your car pulls to the right, a quick tip, inspect your vehicle if pulling begins after a tire rotation. Tire rotation. Drivers will often notice vehicles pull soon after a tire rotation. There's a handful of reasons why this may happen. For one, the tire that was previously located at the back of the vehicle may not match the tire it replaces in the front. The problem would become annoyingly apparent after tire rotation was performed. In this instance, should the tire be roadworthy, it would be best to leave it at the rear. Slowly wearing out your tire tread is far less expensive than having to replace the tire completely. You should first attempt to rotate your tires before blaming the vehicle's wheel alignment. On many cars, rotating tires means to place the rear tires to the front of the car and the front tires to the rear of the car. Now for non-tire related reasons. Why your car pulls to the right. Cars pull to the right on specific roads. In order to allow for drainage, engineers design roads that lean or are not quite level. This road slope guides the rain to the drainage, helping keep the streets free from flooding. The same slope or crown of the road affects vehicle steering by pulling ever so slightly in the pitch's direction. Automotive technicians are trained to account for minor road slants. An accurately performed wheel alignment will allow a vehicle to drive straight on most roadways. It can be quite annoying when your car pulls to the right while driving. Here's another one. Brake or suspension problems. A consistent pull in one direction, no matter what road you are on, is indicative of an issue with your vehicle's wheel alignment. This pull occurs whenever you let go of the steering wheel, which is a symptom of a bad alignment. If your car pulls to the right when you do something other than releasing the steering wheel, chances are it's not a problem with the wheel alignment. Let's say, for example, your car pulls to the right when you apply the brakes. This could indicate a problem with either brake or suspension components, since your vehicle drives true when the brakes are not applied. a specific example of a failed brake component causing your car to pull right would be a sticking caliper. When a caliper sticks, the brake pad continues to make contact with the rotors even after the brake pedal is released. For vehicles with drum brakes, this would be an issue with a wheel cylinder. Wheel cylinders are quite easy to rebuild. Usually I see rebuild kits for about $6 rather than spending $30 or $40 for a new wheel cylinder. All you would need is a small hone for your wheel cylinder, especially if you've got a classic car. Okay, brake hydraulics are another component failure that can cause the brake pads to stick. When the brake pad continues to drag against the rotor on one side of the vehicle, you will definitely experience a change in steering and vehicle drift. A burning smell from the heat, along with the car pulling, are indicators of brake problems. When suspension components become worn, they will shift when the brakes are applied. In the instance of a fatigued lower control arm bushing, the arm will shift upon braking, thus making the car quickly pull in one direction. This pulling stops once braking stops. A sharply turning steering wheel while slowing down and applying brakes is another indicator of worn suspension components. Did you know that sliders on your calipers must slide in and out freely, or it can cause a pull to the right or left? What about a faulty caliper itself? Can also give you a pulling issue. Even a faulty flexible brake hose can give you a pull as well. Remember, the flexible brake hose connects to your caliper. In the inside, you have a double hose. And the inside hose gets ruptured. And what happens is the piece of rubber usually blocks up the brake fluid from flowing back into the mass cylinder. I also seen brake pads not freely moving side to side freely can wedge and also prematurely wear out to cause the brake pull at the same time. Here's another one, torque steer. Affecting mostly front-wheel drive vehicles, torque steer is experienced when the automobile veers to one side during hard acceleration. This phenomenon has nothing to do with wheel alignment and can be a scary experience, especially for novice drivers. Torque steer may be caused by difference in air pressure between two tires, which can prevent the two sides from gripping equally. It may also be caused by difference in available traction underneath the two drive wheels. A more common reason for torque steer is due to the transversely mounted engines of front-wheel drive vehicles, which have drive shafts that are not equal in length. Now remember transverse engines. Remember the T. If you're sitting in a vehicle, you're looking forward through the windshield, your engine goes sideways from left to right. That's transverse. When the vehicle accelerates hard, the shorter shaft wheel experiences torque gains, which results in the wheel pulling harder than the wheel with the longer shaft. Once again, you'll have more torque, more power in the wheel with the shorter shaft than the longer shaft. This is what causes the vehicle to veer in one direction when acceleration is increased. You can test your car for torque steer by placing it in neutral and letting it coast. Should the vehicle coast without pulling, then torque steer is more than likely the issue. Then we have memory steer. Does your car pull to the right one moment and then pull to the left at other times? This is not due to poor wheel alignment, because alignments can only be off in a single direction at a time. whether be right or left. This change is the direction of your carpooling may be attributed to memory steer. This is the name given to the phenomenon where a vehicle pulls in the same direction as the last hard turn. So once again, the vehicle pulls in the same direction as the last hard turn. Memory steer is typically the result of fatigued and binding strut mount bearings located in the strut tower. A front end component that is not installed properly is another reason why you may experience memory steer. Like ball joints that bind can cause memory steer, as well as other worn out front end components such as tie rods or unbalanced power steering racks. I remember years ago there was cars that had problems with lower ball joints and outer tie rods that would seize up. Especially the ball joints. Go around the corner, you hear creaking sounds, and you just let go of your steering wheel. All of a sudden, the steering axis inclination can't take over and move your steering wheel back straight again because the ball joint is binding. So a question that comes up is, can a faulty wheel bearing cause a car to pull to one side? Worn bearings may cause a vehicle to pull to the left or right when brakes are applied. The direction that vehicle pulls signals where the worn bearings are located, left or right side of the vehicle. However, this can also signal brake rotors or brake caliper problems. Okay, once again, that time has come. I sincerely hope this episode has been helpful to you. Once again, I know you could be spending your time doing something else, so I would like to especially thank you for spending this time with me. You will hear a new episode in 2 weeks. This is Frank R. Schaefer signing off. Hopefully I'll see you on my Facebook page under Frank R. Schaefer. Thank you once again. I appreciate it. Happy motoring.